Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for March 13th, read by Kurt L. from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. AA thoughts for the day. Spiritual growth. When we speak to you of God, we mean your own conception of God. Do not let any prejudice you may have against spiritual terms deter you from honestly asking yourself what they mean to you. At the start, this was all we needed to commence spiritual growth, to effect our first conscious relation with God as we understood Him. If we wished to grow, we had to begin somewhere. So we used our own conception, however limited it was. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 47. Thought to consider. Spirituality is the ability to get our minds off ourselves. Acronyms. Wisdom. When into self, discover our motives. Just for today. Traditions. From the three legacies of Alcoholics Anonymous. Please don't talk anymore about those damn traditions in the late 1940s. Time has changed all that. Several years later, it was recognized that the 12 traditions were going to be just as necessary to the life of our society as the 12 steps were to the life of each member. We saw that the AA traditions were the key to the unity, the functioning, and even the survival of Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous, Comes of Age, page 204. Daily Reflections. A World of the Spirit. We have entered the world of the Spirit. Our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. This is not an overnight matter. It should continue for our lifetime. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 84. The word entered and the phrase entered into the world of the Spirit are very significant. They imply action, a beginning, getting into, a prerequisite to maintaining my spiritual growth, the Spirit being the immaterial part of me. Barriers to my spiritual growth are self-centeredness and a materialistic focus on worldly things. Spirituality means devotion to spiritual instead of worldly things. It means obedience to God's will for me. I understand spiritual things to be unconditional love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, and humility. Anytime I allow selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear to be a part of me, I block out spiritual things. As I maintain my sobriety, growing spiritually becomes a lifelong process. My goal is spiritual growth, accepting that I'll never have spiritual perfection. As Bill sees it, dependence. Unhealthy or healthy? Nothing can be more demoralizing than a clinging and abject dependence upon another human being. This often amounts to the demand for a degree of protection and love that no one could possibly satisfy. So our hoped-for protectors finally flee, and once more we are left alone, either to grow up or to disintegrate. We discovered the best possible source of emotional stability to be God Himself. We found that dependence upon His perfect justice, forgiveness, and love was healthy, and that it would work where nothing else would. If we really depended upon God, we couldn't very well play God to our fellows, nor would we feel the urge to rely wholly on human protection and care. Letter 1966, 12 and 12, page 116. Big Book quote. The actual or potential alcoholic, with hardly an exception, will be absolutely unable to stop drinking on the basis of self-knowledge. This is a point we wish to emphasize and re-emphasize. To smash home upon our alcoholic readers as it has been revealed to us out of bitter experience. Alcoholics Anonymous, More About Alcoholism, page 39. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. We've gotten rid of our false drinking selves and found our real sober selves, and we turn to God, our Father, for help just as the prodigal son arose and went to his father. At the end of the story, the father of the prodigal son says he was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. We alcoholics who have found sobriety in AA were certainly dead and are alive again. We were lost and are found. Am I alive again? Meditation for the day. Gently breathe in God's Spirit. that spirit which, if not barred out by selfishness, will enable you to do good works. This means rather that God will be enabled to do good works through you. You can become a channel for God's Spirit to flow through you and into the lives of others. The works that you can do will only be limited by your spiritual development. Let your spirit be in harmony with God's Spirit, and there is no limit to what you can do in the realm of human relationships. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may become a channel for God's Spirit. I pray that God's Spirit may flow through me into the lives of others. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota 55012. My name is Kurt L. I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.